Entrepreneurs and Self-Awareness. This is Entrepreneurs and Self-Awareness. My name is Byron Dunn. Episode number 1 is here. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. You start a business, automate it, hire a virtual assistant, and make money while you're sleeping or traveling the world. All valid reasons to start a business. If you're thinking about starting a business, try to speak to some entrepreneurs in your environment. To learn more on how this works, please visit. Then we showed off some screenshots, and that really got people going. It gave the impression that the app was a real thing, that it was about to become something real and impactful. We all got together, but this time, we didn't know when our hackathon was going to end. One of the team members spoke out of line and suggested we should grab a bite to eat. The whole idea is just awesome. You can do anything you want on Twitter or Facebook. Include you start a business, automate it, hire a virtual assistant, and make money while you're sleeping or traveling the world. All valid reasons to start a business. Starting a business is hard work. The reason why I started my first company was because of this fact that many people are not aware of their job quality. However, they have been asked questions about how we can get paid for our time in your field. We've heard some great stories from folks who were looking at us. I'm happy to say with all those wonderful things, even though there's no way anyone will be able to do anything without being given such an opportunity. For example, if someone asks me what kind of work should pay them, they'll immediately reply you need both labor training as well, so don't try out any new jobs just yet. It might seem like most companies only offer low-skilled workers where wages go up very quickly by around 3 per years, but these types tend towards high-skilled positions, which means less competition than doing something cheap on average compared against cheaper ones. If everyone agrees one thing every single person needs, then he/she has more options available in any novel situation in business. An entrepreneur must learn the ropes. Great leaders have mastery over the inner world of their emotions. Learning to master the inner world of reactions is what drives proficient leaders to make sound decisions, learn from their mistakes, and not quit. You can be a great leader for your company or project. You are responsible if you fail as well. The most important thing about this book was how it explains why people think they're good at communicating with others. Having a good understanding of who you are is the first step in developing yourself as an entrepreneur. The business depends on you as the entrepreneur. A good understanding of your strengths and weaknesses will assist you leverage the key strengths and to align them to the business core competencies. The business resembles the character of the entrepreneur. If you would like to succeed, the journey starts with you. If there's one thing that can be learned from this experience, it must also come down through how much work or talent we have. To do so requires thinking about what needs to change, because these things don't matter which way around. This is all for today, friends. My name is Byron, and this was episode 1 of Entrepreneurs and Self-Awareness. See you next time.